Good afternoon, Alaska. Today is April 28th, 2022. And before we get started, I should have made sure my phone was on silent. Let's go ahead and call this meeting to order at 1:02 in the PM. It is still April 28th, 2022. With us today are Representative McCabe, Representative McKay, Vice Chair Hannon, Representative Kronk, and myself, Chair Hopkins, and Representative Drummond. Assisting us today is our recording secretary, Leah Frazier, who's remotely calling in or tracking us, and our LIO moderator, the trustee, Doug Bridges. Thank you both. Let's see. For those who are participating remotely, which is going to be one of our presenters today, please mute your microphone when you're not actively speaking, so it's probably muted right now. For those listening at home, if you want to find any information about these proceedings, you can watch us at aklag.gov. and find today's House Transportation hearing under the Daily Schedule tab. Today, we've got a couple things on our agenda. We will conduct a nomination hearing for the governor's appointments to the Board of Marine Pilots. Following that, we will conduct our final hearing on Senate Bill 203, Alaska Purple Heart Trail by Senator Rivak, and look to the will of the committee on that bill. Are there any questions on that? Awesome. We're going to go ahead and begin our confirmation hearing for the governor's Board of Marine Pilots. And this would be on Joseph Tugas and Les Kronk, both reappointments to the board. The Board of Marine Pilots works to prevent the loss of life and property and to protect the marine environment of the state by offering jurisdiction over pilotage and licensing of marine pilots. The board consists of 7 members. 6 of them are appointed by the governor, and those include 2 licensed pilots actively engaged in piloting vessels, 2 agents or managers of vessels, 2 public members, the Commissioner of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Additional members are not more than any one pilot and no one agent that shall be from any of the judicial districts and appointees, and they all must be Alaska residents. The board is currently chaired by the AEA Executive Director, Curtis Thayer, who serves as the Commissioner of Commerce's designee. The board meets 3 times per year at the call of the chair or by a majority request. We are joined today by teleconference today by Joseph Tugas of Seward, a public member of the board who is up for reappointment. Mr. Tugas, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to House Transportation. Mr. Tugas, please go ahead and put yourself on the record, state your affiliation and the position for which you are nominated, and give us a brief introductory statement for the committee and your qualifications for the post.
Okay. Well, I'm Joe Tugas. Live in Seward, Alaska, and I've been nominated for the public post on the board. And my background is grew up the majority of my life in Seward, Alaska, working on vessels, primarily tour boats from a very young age. Went to California Maritime Academy and got a degree in marine engineering. Came back for a summer, 2008, and never really left. Started a business called Catalyst Marine Engineering. We do ship repair, and we're based in Seward, Alaska. We travel all over the state doing repair work on primarily tugs and barges, but vessels of all shapes and sizes, from Ketchikan to Prudhoe Bay. Everywhere in between. I've been involved in the marine industry as my passion in life and my career my whole life, and don't deal with pilots directly, and have a very good understanding of everything that they do and why they do it. But not super intimate knowledge in the details of everything that they do. And I'd like to stay in touch with everything that's going on in our industry and make sure that we have sustainable growth and hopefully we'll be able to help encourage more people to become pilots in Alaska because we're only getting bigger and we're only getting busier.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tugas. Are there any questions for the nominee? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Tugas, my understanding is you're a reappointment to the board. Is that correct?
That is not correct. This is my first time.
Okay. Have you ever had the opportunity or need to attend a Board of Marine Pilots meeting?
I have. I was appointed March, I want to say 7th, and the first meeting was like the following day or within a week. So I did attend the first meeting. It was via Teams or Zoom or one of those, because they were doing it in Juneau. I didn't have any heads up on it, but yes, I did one meeting so far.
Okay. And then one more follow-up. And I want to just confirm then on the record that because you are fulfilling a public seat, meaning, you know, your personal life could be disrupted, i.e. you might have to be off of work, and that your employer, which shows you as a partner and vice president, has the ability for you to sustain your business while serving on this board with the time commitment that it would take.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tugas. Do we have any other questions for the nominee? I do not see any. Mr. Tugas, thank you for your willingness to serve, putting your name forward, and coming to us today. You're off the hot seat. Les Kronk of Ketchikan, our other nominee for the Board of Marine Pilots, is traveling internationally at this moment and is not able to participate with us today. Mr. Kronk serves in the seat reserved for agents and managers of vessels, and Mr. Kronk has graciously submitted a letter to the committee detailing his qualifications and experience in lieu of appearing today. That letter can be found online and is in today's hearing packets for the representatives, and the difference between the representatives and Mr. Kronk is clear. They have different titles, so different people. To present Mr. Kronk's letter for the record, we have he has worked as a port agent. This is just a quick summary. He's worked as a port agent in Alaska for 37 years. He currently serves as the vice president for the North Pacific Maritime, Inc., and he has served three terms on the board of he has served three terms on this board under five different governors. He was appointed in 02, 06, and 18. So he certainly has some qualifications for that. Are there any questions about Les Kronk's qualifications or nominations or anything along those lines? Good, because I wouldn't be able to speak for him very well. We can ask his cousin as well. So with no further questions from the commissioner, Vice Chair Hannon, do I have a motion on these nominees?
Mr. Chairman, in accordance with Alaska Statute 39.05.080, the Transportation Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees and recommends the following names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration: Les Kronk and Joseph Tugas for the Board of Marine Pilots. A signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hannon. Is there any objection? Seeing none, at this point, we'll take a brief at ease to sign the confirmation hearing paperwork. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We're welcoming back to the record. Our next piece of work today will be Senate Bill 203, the Alaska Purple Heart Trail. With us today are Senator Revac's trusty aide, Emma Torkelson. Ms. Torkelson, please come on up to the hot seat, put yourself on the record, and if you have any continuation comments or any good information for us that we could know, or just a reminder of what the bill does or not.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Members of the House Transportation Committee, thank you very much for hearing this bill again. Emma Torkelson, staff to Senator Rebeck. I won't speak too much more about it, but it's an important bill that will show a lot of support for our military community and specifically for those who sacrificed and potentially lost their life in service to our country. So really appreciate it. And if this passes, we will have the longest Purple Heart Trail in the U.S. I don't even think Texas can beat it. So really appreciate it. And happy to answer any other questions.
Thank you. Another good reason to get this passed so we can be bigger than Texas and another thing. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor or the department who's here as well? Seeing none, I guess your presentation before was good and thorough. Very thorough. So are there any questions? Nope. Thank you, Ms. Torkelson. At this point, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Chair Hopkins, I move.
Representative McCabe has a question.
Just not for Ms. Torkelson. Is it have another committee referral? Finance, I would guess.
I believe so because there's a decent little fiscal note on there, but yes.
Decent.
$255,000.
Yeah, that's quite decent.
Yeah, for both good reasons. Yeah, and it does have language in the bill, I understand, that it can accept donations of material in case that other bill doesn't make it through. All right. Is that sufficient?
Yep.
Great. How about that motion?
Chair Hopkins, I move to advance committee substitute for Senate Bill 203, finance version, 32-LS1553/I, from committee with attached individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Before we have a second special session for Senate Bill 2003, do we have any objections to moving 203? Good, I don't want two special sessions. Seeing none, this bill passes from committee, and we're going to go ahead and go back to at ease. Actually, we're just going to adjourn today at 1:15 p.m. from House Transportation. 15 minutes, any of your three things. Thank you, everybody. Stick around to sign the committee report.